Well, it's time for the wake up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. Give us your thoughts. And if you would eat a pickle sandwich or the pickle witch from Jimmy John's, or you want to give us your thoughts on a game plan for Micah Parsons and Deron Bland if those guys are back for the Cowboys this weekend as they face your Falcons. So we can go to the lines now. We've got Tevin in Peachtree City. What's going on, Tevin?
Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning.
With Billy.
Sir.
Mike Mafia in the house.
I knew it was coming. Let's go.
Should not have spoke to Tevin.
Quick question. For you guys, for me, this year, Kirk Cousins has been playing as a top three quarterback in the NFC, but who are you guys as top five quarterbacks in the NFC based on this year?
Gosh.
Goff would be up there.
Yeah. That's a good call. Jared Goff has been phenomenal this year.
I have to go look.
I am so – you know what my problem is right now? Is I have been so stuck.
Brock Purdy would be one for me. I know that he's not a popular choice, well, but he's a gamer.
Hey, yeah.
Until the last 3 weeks, I think Baker has been one of the top until the last few weeks because Baker's now thrown – I would say seven interceptions in three games, so I think he's probably taken down.
You got to mention Kirk Cousins' name in that as well.
Yeah,
well, yeah, and I think that's a given Jayden, for us. We're going to put him at the top, right?
Jaden Daniels, he's been phenomenal, MVP candidate. Look, Sam Darnold has been pretty good himself. And Geno's up there. Geno's been good. NFC though,
who we're not putting on the list and who will probably be up there soon if they keep playing like they did last week. Matthew Stafford, little resurgence. So I don't know, man, because I know that going into the year, it was not a great crop. You know, you're looking at going but there's been some good performances, and I'm with you. I'm putting Kirko up near the top. For sure, at least in the top
three. I think you could still have had Goff going into the year based on what they did last season, but I don't know if anyone could have predicted like what he's doing right now because the accuracy.
Yeah, he's been phenomenal. Tiff, I would say this. Goff, like you said, Darnold, Geno, Baker, and Kirk, to me, would be, along with Jaden Daniels, those guys have at times or consistently through the year kind of played – as well, if not better than anybody else. I mean, Baker Mayfield's got 21 touchdowns and 9 picks through 8 games. And the 9 picks is rough, but he is getting you in the end zone. So
Kyler Murray's also been pretty good recently as well. Kind of just thought about him. So
all right, let's keep it moving. Sorry, this is a good distraction that you're allowed to have on this show. Day-Day just walked in his Halloween costume.
So you know who he is?
We'll have to get him. Yay, Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Dude, I walked out a minute ago.
I'm good.
When he had first got here, and I had not seen him, and he was facing away from me getting something out of the cabinet. And, like, for just a split second, I was like, who the heck is this dude up in our office getting something out of somebody's cabinet? Like, what's going on? And then he turned around, and I was like, oh, crap. Like, he looked like, I was like, somebody's limo driver's up in here. You know what I mean? And then he turned around, and I was like, oh, it's Day-Day. Kind of scared me for a minute. I thought I was going to have to punch somebody or something.
Let's go back to the lines. We got Tinker waiting on us at Kennesaw State. What's going on? Tinker, you there?
It's a squid. Nice kind of day.
I love it.
Flum, flum,
flum. Only because, you know, it's a good morning when you get to watch somebody get busted speeding in the school zone.
Oh, yeah.
But, hey, it was good seeing you guys a couple of weeks ago. Buffalo Wild Wings, finally meet you, Mike.
Yeah.
One day I get to meet you, Tiff. I got two wake-up calls real quick. First one, the Falcons can do anything they want to do as long as they stop getting cute like Kyle did at that goal line. And I know when I played and you did something like that, that was a minimum 100-yard bear crawls with your pads on.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah.
You know, and then my second one, other than Saints fans, Yankee fans' tears are the sweetest of sports. And after what them two boys did in the seats, they deserved that loss. And I loved watching them crying last night.
I love it.
We were talking about this earlier today when the show started. And we were like, I don't hate any teams, but, man, I do not mind seeing the Yankees lose.
Let me tell you something. The glorification of those two clowns by ESPN. This guy writes a story for ESPN, Tiff, basically talking about how they did it for Yankees fans and how they should, they, you know, basically glorifying them, glorifying the fact that they assaulted a Major League Baseball player. I don't know where the hell we are anymore when we're glorifying two...
It's not acceptable.
Two duds in season ticket seats. They're just duds. They're dud human beings. I'm sorry. Yeah. That is a dud human being behavior.
I completely agree. And the fact that we would even mention it as being acceptable means it's just going to be more likely it happens again in the future.
And that's
which is unfortunate.
That's such a good point, Mike. You're not wrong there. That's funny.
That's right.
That's the precedent we're setting when we glorify clowns like that.
Yeah. Gronkowski did the same thing yesterday. Rob Gronkowski's like, I know this guy from college. He's always been that kind of Yankees fan, so good for him that he got to shine in his moment. I'm like, dude.
How do you think Gronk?
So brutal.
How do you think Gronk would reacted if some way would have happened that way to Tom Brady or him on the game?
Well, that's kind of a loaded question because Gronk would have probably just headbutted the guy and throw a football at him. But it is what it is.
Back to the lines we go. We got Squid Billion.
Yo.
Good morning.
Morning, everybody. Morning, Elder Squid.
Sir.
But here's the thing, right? Like, everybody talks about a British accent. We all talk about London and, you know, because the Cockney accent, because it's easy, it's stereotypical, it's a little bit exaggerated, right? But the whole area over the UK is so diverse, especially when you talk about how big
dialects.
It is. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of different dialects out there. You got Essex, you got Birmingham, you got even Scottish and Welsh and stuff. So, there's a lot of options you got there, but... Yeah, it's fun to mess around with, but yeah, I just thought I'd call in, talk a little bit about it because it's fun to speak in that accent. But you guys have a good day. Love the show. Enjoy it.
That's pretty solid.
Solid.
I don't really care about their
dialect. Let me tell you something.
So,
I don't know anything he just said because he spoke it all in that English accent stuff. I don't know anything
he said, but
I bet it was interesting.
It was good. It was well done.
Good accent.
I don't think that anybody in England really cares about our dialects over here. And so on the flip side, not worried about it.
Well, except for I told you all at the Olympics that I got called out by Mateta, one of the players from France. Where are you from? Where's your accent from? But as a world traveler, I should tell you that, his accent was,
it was
pretty good.
Really good, yeah.
Well,
no one's going to tee off on that.
I, too, have traveled the world. I have been to London myself, so I have traveled the world like Tiff. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that after going to Canada, Mexico, Jamaica, and England, that I would say that was a stand-up accent by Squid Billion.
You cannot count Canada.
Yes, you can.
Mexico. You can't.
Is it another country, Tiff?
Why can't you count Mexico?
Because they're on our continent. You can't.
I've been to the Bahamas too. I gotta say that one.
I actually never been to Europe, but I've been to Asia and all that kind of stuff. So
Asia. What did you go to Asia for?
Went to Japan. Went to Singapore. Yeah, went over there to watch Super Bowl.
You watched the Super Bowl, and they never had a Super Bowl over there.
No.
Went over there to watch the Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. You went and watched the Super Bowl. They never had a Super Bowl over there.
Let's get Haitian Dave in. Good morning.
Mike's mopping in the building.
Mike,
man.
Mike, you're up.
There ain't nothing changed,
hey,
man.
Let's go.
Sorry for the absence, man. Mike, how you doing, brother? How you feeling, man?
Hey, I'm living the dream, baby. Living the dream.
There you go. Tiff, how you doing, Miss Tiff?
I'm doing great.
And then we got what up, Squid? How you feeling, bro?
I'm rolling.
I ain't gonna talk for you, man.
man, what's up,
man?
Dave?
Make it quick, cause the old ball and chain's calling on the other line. But those Yankee fans. That's atrocious. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. That was ridiculous. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
Don't touch that, man. Don't put your hands on that, man. His body, never mind, whatever. Okay.
You better take that call before you get in trouble.
I ain't worried about it. Falcons fan.
Yeah.
We need to show up at the bid. I'm sorry.
Let's go.
We need to show up at the bid.
Let's go,
I need all hands on deck.
Best call of the week. Best call of the week right there.
Soon to be single Haitian Dave.
Yeah.
Calling in a lot more.
He's a world traveler, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's been to Haiti and back.
I know that's part of North America, but you know what I mean?
I'm sorry, but...
World traveler, too.
I am a world traveler, Tiffany. I've been across the pond and to our bordering countries. Jamaica.
There you go.
Canada.
Attaboy.
Bahamas.
Yeah.
Mexico.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you have that. unless you hold on to that.
That's right.
And you can think about all the places that you've been.
I know my truth.
As we go to break.